Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by you. Again, thanks for being a member. If there's anything that you want me to do special for you as a member, please send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com, or even call and leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Let's get into today's episode. We do play Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original edit is February 9th, 1953, and the title is The Trail of Grizzly Bear. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. We'll hear the exciting story, The Trail of the Grizzly Bear, right after this message.
Usually, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles hunted the most dangerous game in the Old West, the bad men who preyed on the honest settlers and ranchers. But once in a while, they went after other game, and they found excitement and danger on the trail of the grizzly bear.
Been a long time since I was up here in the White Mountains, Bill.
It sure is nice country. Lots of trees, plenty of water, and some mighty fine hunting back in here.
That's just what's wrong with it. Last time I was here, I was on a hunting trip, and I'm the one that got shot.
How'd that happen?
Well, I crawled into a cave, and when I was backing out again, I met a porcupine that was coming in.
Oh, so that's it.
Yeah, but this time we're not hunting porcupines.
Not this trip. This time we're after a grizzly bear.
Yeah, that's not so bad. Grizzly bears? Oh, now, Bill, you know I don't like those big varmints.
Why not?
Oh, 'cause they're big and tough and mean, and why, they'd just as soon tear your head off with one of those big paws as to look at you.
The trick is to keep them getting that close, Jingle.
Yeah, anywhere in the same county is too close for me. How come we're taking time off to go hunting?
We're not. Sunshine Smith asked us to come up and help him kill a big grizzly that's been raiding his cattle herd.
Well, that's a new excuse. He's always got some kind of trouble to worry about.
That's why they call him Sunshine. He worries about everything.
Yeah.
Well, come on, Jingles. Let's get there before supper time.
Now you're talking. Move out, Joker. Let's go.
Hope you had enough to eat, Jingles. Because if you haven't, I better send the cook out the meat cellar for another side of beef.
No, don't do that, Sunshine. I guess I'm about full now.
Well, thank heaven for that. I had visions of going broke.
Jingles has been eating kind of light on the trail. He's making up for it now, Sunshine.
Don't see how you pack enough grub for him without trailing a pack mule to tote it.
No, I don't eat so much. Hey, what was that?
Sort of an uproar down there by the corral. Come on.
It sounds like that big bear again.
Well, now, don't tell me that grizzly comes right up here to the house.
Yeah, pretty near. He's killed a couple of calves in the pen down there.
That's a bear, all right, but he's heading off into the woods.
Well, let him go. I ain't trailing no grizzlies through these trees in the dark.
Yeah, maybe Jingles is right. But I sure hate to let that big hunk of trouble get away with this.
Here's your calf pen. Let's see what he's done. Light a match, will you, Jingles?
Yeah, as soon as I stop puffing.
Well, look at that. Busted down the fence and smacked a yearling steer deader than a doornail.
I told you them beasts was just as big and tough as anything,
guess
Bill.
Guess we scared him off right after that. Hey, take a look at those tracks.
Ooh-wee, he must be the granddaddy of all the grizzlies.
He's a big one, all right.
And now what do we do?
I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going back to the house and lock the door, and then I'm going to crawl into that feather bed and sleep till daylight.
Yeah, but what about the bear?
Oh, let him sleep where he wants to.
Jingles is right, Sunshine. Hunting him through those woods in the dark would be mighty dangerous.
Yeah, guess maybe you're right. But I sure hate to see him get away. Hey, wait a minute.
Now what?
Now, where's Ole? I haven't heard a peep out of him.
Who's Ole?
One of the hands. I had him guarding these pens with a shotgun.
I didn't hear any shooting or any yelling or nothing, but the bear and those cows.
Let's have a look around.
Wait a minute. There's a lantern hanging on one of those posts.
There's a match.
Ole's a good man. Hope nothing's happened to him.
You go ahead and hope, but I don't think it's going to do much good.
I don't think so either.
Bill, look over there.
Yeah. Hold the lantern up high, Sunshine. That all he?
It sure is.
Turn him over easy, Jingle.
Something hit him awful hard, Bill.
Yeah. Looks like he might have some broken ribs, but he's still alive. Come on, let's get him up to the house.
Now you can see why I don't want to tangle with a grizzly bear, never.
Hey, what's that?
Shots from the house. Come on.
Now, what's that for? And who in the heck is doing the shooting?
Well, there's one thing for sure. It ain't the bear.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Things happened fast at the ranch of Sunshine Smith. A grizzly bear attacked the cattle pens. Wild Bill and Jingles found Ole, the hired hand, with his side smashed from a tremendous blow. And as they stopped to help him, a volley of shots was heard from the ranch house.
Chico's the only one in the house. He was washing dishes when we left.
He could be doing the shooting.
Yeah, but I never knew a cook that could shoot worth a darn.
I want to know why he was shooting.
Well, he'll know in a hurry. I've done so much running, I'm getting hungry again.
Oh, no. Not that. I got enough trouble now. Chico. Chico.
Yes, here I am, Senor Smith. Did you get him, huh?
Did we get who? Hey, what's going on?
The bear. I shot him through the head, right through the window.
Oh, now simmer down. You ain't making sense. Did you shoot him through the head or through the window?
You're the one who's excited, Jingle.
No.
What happened, Chico?
Oh, the big bear, he come to the window and he look in. Boy, he was 9, 10, 20 feet tall. I grabbed the rifle and bing, bang, I shoot him right to the head.
Then what?
Hey, the bear, he's not stopped. He reached to the window and took the box off of the table.
Oh. The box? What box?
The tin box, Senor Smith.
My strong box with the cattle money in it, see?
The bear did this?
Oh, see, Senor, see? Then bing, bang, boom, again, I shot him right in the head. Well, he run away in the night.
Doggone, now that's too bad, Bill. A nice feller like Chico just going plumb loco, just like that.
Bill, that strong box had all the money in it that I just got for my shipment of cattle. $12,000.
Now, wait a minute. Something's loco here, but I don't think it's Chico.
Bill, bears don't steal cattle money, and when you shoot them 5 times in the head, they don't run away.
Yeah, I know that. Chico, you sure you hit him in the head?
Yes, maybe I missed once or 2 times, but boy, I hit him sometimes, I told you. I see his head jerk from the bullets.
Oh, I don't believe it. I never saw a cook that could shoot good enough to hit a whole bear, let alone his head.
But Senor Jingles, he was right here in this window.
It's pretty hard to miss with a rifle at 10 feet. Chico must have hit him at least a couple of times.
Yeah, and if he did, there ought to be a dead bear outside. Come on.
I still say bears don't steal money.
Gee, but senor, with my own eyes, I see him.
Come around here by the window. We'll soon find out.
Hold that lantern up high, Jingles.
Don't worry. I want to see what I'm running into just as bad as you do.
All right. Here we are.
Don't see any dead grizzlies.
No, but I see some footprints.
Those? Well, they aren't bear tracks.
No, they're cowboy boots. Here's where he stood and looked in the window. And here's where he stepped up on his right foot and reached through to get the money.
See, I told you so.
How about that, Chico? You still sure it was a bear?
Senor Smith, I'm absolutely sure.
I hate to say this, Chico, because you're a real good cook. But that story of yours just don't make sense.
I'm beginning to think so, too.
Wait a minute.
And then now what'd you find, Bill?
Right here, caught in a splinter.
Eh? What is it?
A little patch of gray fur.
Gray fur?
Yeah, and it looks to me like the hair off of a grizzly bear.
Now, just a doggone minute.
You see, I knew I was right, senor. It was a bear.
Oh, sure. A great big 10-foot grizzly bear wearing cowboy boots.
With my cattle money tucked under his arm.
And with 5 bullet holes in his head.
Well, if that's what we're after, it ought to be easy to find.
Sure, there can't be many of those. Oh, now stop it, Bill. This is serious.
Sure it is, Jingles. What do you say we get Ole in the house and see how badly he's hurt? Maybe he can shed some light on this mystery.
Well, good morning, everybody. Breakfast all ready?
Morning, Jingles. Chico's fixing it for you.
Hiya, Jingles. You sound like you feel real good this morning.
I do, Bill. That's the finest feather bed I've been in for years.
Feathers didn't do me any good. I didn't sleep a wink worrying about that dad-burned grizzly bear.
Hey, now that's right. I forgot about him. How's Ole this morning?
Pretty good. His ribs aren't broken, but he sure got smacked hard. I talked to him for a while, but now he's going to sleep again.
We took another look at the cattle pen, Jingles. No boot tracks down there. That was a bear and a big one.
And you figure the bear smacked Ole down?
He must have. Ole says he doesn't remember a thing until he woke up in the house.
Yes. Here is your breakfast, Senor Jingle.
Thank you, Chico. Little nourishment in the morning and I can think better.
I've been doing some thinking too, Jingles.
On an empty stomach?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a bear after those cattle, and it was a man that stole the money.
So now I got two things to worry about instead of one.
That's right. So we'll split up. Sunshine and I'll try to trail the man who got the money.
Now, that's a good idea, and I'll... But, Bill, that leaves me to go after the bear.
That's the idea, partner.
But I don't like bears.
Oh, now, don't worry, Jingles. I'll send Blackie with you.
Blackie? Now, who's that?
Now, he's a new hand. Been with us a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, what should I do, Bill?
That grizzly probably follows the same trail to the cattle pens. You and Blackie go set a trap for him.
What kind of a trap?
Dig a bear pit and cover it over with branches. When he comes down the trail, he'll fall into it.
Well, it sounds like it might work.
Yeah, best way there is to catch bears, Jingles. Meantime, me and Bill can try to find out whoever it was that scared Chico last night and got away with the money.
A few more branches, Blackie, and we'll have the slickest bear trap that was ever built.
That's a lot of darn foolishness, if you ask me. I suppose that grizzly's gonna jump in here and trap himself.
Well, that's the idea. Now, put a few leaves on top of the branch.
Ah, it's good enough the way it is. Look, I gotta get out of here. I got things to do.
No, now, this won't take long.
Well, hurry it up, will you? Hey, what are Smith and Hickok up to? They went hightailing it out of the corral in an awful hurry this morning.
No, they're trailing the man or the bear or, well, whatever it was that scared Chico and stole the cattle money last night.
Well, they are. Which way they go?
Now, how'd I know which way they went? They picked up the trail outside the kitchen window, and wherever it went, they went.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's the trap all finished.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you later, Jingles. Got to ride down the trail, check on a couple of things. Steady, boy.
Oh, well, wait a minute till I pick up these tools and I'll be with you.
Oh, no, I'll go along. See you later. Hup.
Hey, wait. Now, come back. Oh, doggone it. Now, what's got into him all of a sudden? Leaving me with all these tools to lug back to the ranch? Oh, shut up, Joker. Don't you go and get in a hurry, too. And stop jumping around. Doggone it, you act like you was scared or something. Something's coming through the trees. The grizzly. My rifle's slung on the saddle. Joker, hold still till I get my rifle. Oh! Dad, blame it. Forgot about that bear trap. Now, how am I going to get out of here? Now, don't you come down here, you big ball of fur. There ain't room for both of us. Oh, what'll I do? If I shoot him with a six gun, I'll just make him mad. And if I don't shoot him, he's liable to jump in this hole right on top of me. You'll... Bill!
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Jingles, surprised by a tremendous grizzly bear, fell into the pit trap he had just dug to catch the bear. Meantime, Bill and Sunshine Smith, the ranch owner, have been following the trail of the bandit who made off with the cattle money the night before.
Well, we found where that robber stopped, but we still don't know where they went or where my money went.
I thought you knew your ranch better than that, Sunshine.
Eh? What do you mean, Bill?
Can't you see where the trail's taking us?
Well, let me see. Well, I'll be dad-burned. We're heading right back from a home corral.
We sure are. Whoever stole the money took off into the woods, hit the empty cash box in the hollow tree where we found it, and then headed back toward your ranch.
Yep. And you know what that means?
It means one of the men working for you might have been the robber. We haven't got any proof yet.
I think maybe we have.
Hey, wait a minute. Who, Buckshot? Hey,
who there? Hey, what's up, Bill?
I just saw a rider heading up this way through the trees. Come on. Get back in the woods until he sees what it is.
Get around there, boy. Get around.
All right, Buckshot.
Now, who'd be riding up through here?
I don't know. Who?
Hey, hold there, boy. Hold. You reckon this might be the man we're trailing, Bill?
I don't think so. He's heading the wrong way.
Well, I'm going to keep my gun in my hand just in case.
All right. Here he comes.
Hey, Bill. That's Blackie. I thought he was with Jingles. Hey, Blackie!
Who? Hold it. Huh. Who is it?
Oh, hello, boss. What are you and Hickok doing out here?
Well, we've been
trailing... We're just on our way back to the ranch, Blackie. Where's Jingles?
I left him after we finished the bear trap. Guess he went back in. You two find anything?
This thing slung on the back of my saddle ain't no papoose.
Where? Look at that. Grizzly bear's head.
Yeah. Look at the holes in it. Sunshine and I finally got the bear that's been after his cap.
Hey, but Billy...
Yeah, but that's a stuffed bear's head that...
Yeah? What else, Blackie?
I mean, it looks just like the one that used to hang in the bunkhouse. Fool me for a minute. What's that?
Hey, Bill. Hear those shots? Somebody's in trouble.
Yeah, it's on down the trail a ways. Let's go. It might be Jingle. Hup, Buckshot!
Yeah, get up there. Hup.
Blackie, you're right out in front where I can watch you. And don't try anything funny until I get a chance to ask you some questions.
What for? I ain't done nothing.
I said right out in front. I want to find out what you know about this stuffed bear head and an empty cash box. Where'd you set that bear trap, Blackie?
Just around the next turn.
Was Jingle still there when you left?
Yeah, but he wouldn't be there now. There's a trap.
Hey, Bill, there's that big grizzly.
Yeah, and he sees us. Whoa,
hey,
Buckshot.
Ho, there. I'll get that no good cattle thief.
Put out that six gun. You'll never stop him with that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll use both our rifles, and don't miss.
Look out, he's going to charge us. Let him have it. He's still coming. Shoot him.
My good Sam. Get him, Bill. Yeah, that did it. Thanks, Bill.
It took plenty of lead. I just got in the last shot.
Hey! Help! What's going on?
Listen.
Help! Get me out of here!
That's Jingles. Sound like he's over there by that bear trap.
Yeah, come on.
You're coming too, Blackie.
All right, but I ain't done nothing.
There, something crashed through the top of that trap, Bill.
Sure looks that way.
Well, look at there. We just shot one grizzly bear. And here's another in the trap.
Well, that's real funny, that is. Now, get me out of here right now, Sunshine Smith, or I won't give you back 1 cent of your cattle money.
Cattle money? Jingles, don't tell me
no,
that you...
No, I didn't steal your dad-burned money. I had Blackie's poncho on my arms when I fell in here, and it busted open, and all the money come out.
Hold it, Blackie. You're not going anywhere.
Is that signed Reiner up there, Bill? I want to talk to him about running off and leaving me face to face with a grizzly.
He's up here all right, Jingles. And on Sunshine's saddle is a stuffed bear head that he used to scare Chico with last night when he stole the money.
Yeah, he figured while we were out chasing the bear and finding Ole, he'd make off with the cash.
Well, you couldn't have proved a thing if I hadn't got excited about you being on my trail and left that poncho here with Jingles.
Crooks like you usually get excited, Blackie.
Well, stop jabbering about it and get me out of this bear trap.
All right, partner. Better take Blackie's gun away from him, Sunshine.
You're not taking nothing.
Wild Bill Hickok will continue after this message.
You're crazy trying to draw on Hickok, Blackie.
Tie up his arm, Sunshine. And you might as well rope him up while you're at it.
Now what's going on? I'm down in this hole where I can't see nothing, and all you do is shoot and holler and carry on up there.
All right. Keep your shirt on, Jingles. Yeah, grab my rope and I'll help you out.
Oh, that's better. I was beginning to think I'd miss a few meals before anybody found me.
And speaking of meals, Jingle, how many bullet holes do you think were in that stuffed bear's head when we found it?
The one Chico was shooting at last night? No, I'll say three.
There were five. Chico hit it every time.
Well, what do you know? Bill, we finally found a man who's a good cook and a good shot, too. Hey, let's make him a deputy and take him along with us. Man like that would be real handy to have around.
Hee-hee-hee!
You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. This has been a Globe Sound presentation. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Fred Howard and Tony Barrett. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.